When the Indianapolis 500 ran without spectators last weekend, it wasn't just the hundreds of thousands of fans who were missing, it was also the millions of dollars they pump into local shops and restaurants. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton reports businesses in the racing capital of the world expect to take a big financial hit this year.
Japanese IndyCar driver Takuma Sato took the checkered flag to win the 104th running of the Indy 500. But instead of the roar of crowds to celebrate the moment, it was just the humming of engines. This year's race was postponed from May to August in response to COVID-19. Track owner Roger Penske was determined to still have fans, reducing capacity and then creating a comprehensive health plan. But Indianapolis Motor Speedway president Doug Bowles says ultimately the efforts were just not enough.
And the best thing for us to do as community partners was to just go ahead and have the race without fans.
And the economic impact of not having spectators ripples outside of the track. A study commissioned in 2000 by IMS showed the Indy 500 brings about twice as much revenue into the local economy as a Super Bowl. Standing outside IMS, race fan Ed Wank hears the cars zip by on the track during a practice session. Wank decided early on that his family would not go to the race, but says one of his favorite things about the Indy 500 is his family's race day tradition. Every year they bike to the race and eat at the same restaurant afterwards.
It's just not the same if we don't do A, B, C, and D. And there's a ton of other families with a ton of other stories that are similar to that, whether they live in Speedway or if they live in Michigan.
Those traditions put dollars into local businesses in and around the track. Main Street in Speedway is one popular location fans flock to during the month of May. Restaurants have outdoor seating where customers can sit and hear the IndyCar drivers on the track.
Everyone thinks of, when they think of May, they think of the race. It's basically fasten your seatbelt and you go for a ride the whole month, and then the pinnacle is the Indy 500.
That's Dawson's on Main co-owner Chris Hill. May is usually a month of events that keep things busy at his restaurant. Hill says the pandemic hurt his business, but he isn't sure just how much yet. Speedway town manager Carlos May says it's not clear how much of an economic hit the town will take without the revenue from race fans. However, May says local nonprofits have already reported expected losses from race weekend.
So they do get a huge amount of money from that, to the tune of $272,000, plus or minus a couple thousand. So it has certainly been an impact to their bottom dollar.
Just steps away from the track, the American Legion Post 500 commander Johnette Lawson says it's usually packed the entire month leading into race weekend.
Normally this place would be 110 campers here going into the track, and then plus we park a lot of cars. I'd say about 75 cars we can get in here on race day.
This time the lot is practically empty with only a few campers parked in the grass. Lawson says not having fans at this year's Indy 500 is a major financial hit.
We lost about 75% of our profit because May is our month that gets us through the entire year. And it helps with all the charities that we donate to and just anything for the community and our veterans and our soldiers and their families.
While the out-of-town crowd wasn't there this year, Chris Hill says the local residents have stepped up to help the mom-and-pop businesses.
We've been here for 14, almost 15 years. And, you know, we're a fabric of this community, just like everyone else on Main Street and around Speedway. So I think we're all hurting, but the community rallies behind us and it makes it not staying as bad.
The parking lots and bleachers may have been empty this year, but people in Speedway are already looking to next May in hopes of having Indy 500 race fans back in town. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.